In 2014, the annual mean wage an American teacher made was a little over $57,000 a year. Teacher pay in the Bay Area is higher than the national average, and salaries vary depending on where you're at. This year, a teacher in Oakland can make up to $83,000 a year, whereas the same teacher can go down to Hillsborough and make up to $124,000. Still, that's not enough to afford housing in most of the Bay Area. So teachers are taking up second jobs, sometimes third jobs, to pay the bills, according to Nineveh Caligari. She heads the San Francisco-based Teacher Salary Project. It's an organization that raises awareness around teacher pay. Caligari says her job is to elevate the teaching profession and make it viable and exciting again. She sat down with KALW's Hanna Baba.
When I was in my 20s, I was teaching, and I had the most fulfilling job in the world. I loved being in the classroom, and I remember literally walking down the hallway thinking, one problem with my profession is not everybody wants my job. My job should be so desirable because it is incredibly fulfilling. I felt that I was holding our democracy together. You know, I was there making sure that young people had a sense of themselves and also a sense of commitment to their own learning and a sense of commitment to participating in our democracy. So I think that I would feel incredibly valued on campus. And I was really struck by the incredible intellect and insight of my colleagues. And I would leave campus and I felt that when I said, oh, you're a teacher, people would give me this good for you sort of response. Mm. And I could read their minds. And I just knew that, one, they didn't think my job was sophisticated, nor did they think my job was important for their own well-being. And I believe that not only are teachers the most important part of a school, but an incredibly important part of our country continuing to have peace and prosperity.
So you felt like your role wasn't appreciated?
Totally not.
So you did what?
So then I co-founded 826 with Dave Eggers in 2002. And in 2003, we had a conversation about teacher salaries and why they were so low. And we both agreed that it was ridiculous. And so in 2003, we invited a friend named Daniel Malthrop, and we did hundreds of interviews around the country of teachers and their incredible commitment to the work, their challenges, but also the financial hardships. So we did, we highlighted great teaching and great teachers, but we also documented teachers who mow lawns. And for example, over in Marin, there's a science teacher at Redwood. His name is Skip, and he pours wines at Plum Jack over the weekend. Like, we think that that's absurd, that teachers should have second jobs.
Why are teachers paid so little?
Well, essentially, we have teacher salaries have stagnated for 40 years. So and when you compare to the cost of living, historically, like, the salary wasn't so bad. Like, people who are our parents' friends, they could afford to buy a house and they could establish a middle class life. So what's happened is teacher salaries have literally stayed the same for 40 years over, you know, and everyone else has gone up. And so the value of the money that you get is just far diminished, and you can't survive.
You profile a number of teachers. So one of them is Corey O'Rourke. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about Corey?
Corey is a fantastic teacher with a master's degree. She is really passionate about literature, and she struggles financially, and she worries about every single paycheck, and she lives check to check, and she moved recently and had a really hard time finding a new home. And the really painful part for me is that she's been driving Lyft to make ends meet. And it's not against Lyft. It's the point is that I think she should be able to survive without having to drive a taxi.
So let's hear a little bit.
I'm hustling. I'm doing every bit of extra tutoring job, Lyft, every little stipended extra project that's here at school. I'm trying to pick those up. I see kids that are in the gap, and that I feel definitely would be more successful if they sat in a room, in a school, in a city, in a state, and in a country that really valued what was happening in that room. We're looking at students and we're trying to say to them, your education matters, your learning matters, but the people that we entrust to give that to you, we're not going to value.
That's high school teacher Corey O'Rourke talking about being a teacher today. That is part of the Teacher Salary Project. And with me is Nineveh Caligari to talk to me about the project. So is it common that teachers around the Bay Area are taking second jobs like driving Lyft?
Yeah, nationally, the national numbers are over 30% have secondary income. So that means they're tutoring or monitoring an SAT on a Saturday, working summer school. Another 30% have the more startling jobs like teaching aerobics, mowing lawns, painting houses. You know, we've talked to teachers who do a billion of these different jobs. One of the people that we featured in our longer film is a guy named Eric Benner, who works at Floor and Decor in the evenings and then on the weekends. So he's actually a warehouse guy, like hauling these huge, huge, incredibly enormous boxes and housing supply items. And that's what he's doing when he's not a middle school teacher.
So let's talk about pay. On your website, you have a map of the Bay Area, Bay Area teachers' salaries, starting and ending salaries. Great variation from around the Bay. Mm-hmm. Between, you know, a place like Oakland, for example, where the starting salary is $44,000. And for example, in Menlo Park, where it's $57,000. What strikes you about these numbers?
I think the San Francisco and the Oakland numbers are absurd and unacceptable. And
by the way, the San Francisco numbers are starting $49,000 and ending $86,000.
So I think it's very, very painful. One of the interviews, I have another movie coming out about a young woman named Lainey, and she teaches at James Lick Middle School.
Where is that?
James Lick is in Noe Valley. Mm-hmm. It's a public middle school in Noe Valley, and she is a fantastic world-class teacher. And she said that she would literally consider it irresponsible to have a baby in San Francisco because she couldn't afford diapers. So the only option is to take the $20,000 commute, which is what San Francisco teachers call moving to Redwood or Menlo or Hillsborough or Marin, is called the $20,000 commute. So everyone knows that once you need to actually pull pieces together, you leave. And I think it's a matter of prioritization. Over the past 10 years that I've been working on this, another sort of knee-jerk response that people have is that we can't afford this. I assure you we can afford this. And what we're doing is we're spending, you know, in California, we spend $13 billion in correctional services. So we spend the money. We just don't put it in the right place, and we need to put that money up front. And there's a lot of different ways to raise salaries in different districts around the country, and we try and document those stories. Denver, Helena, D.C., places have raised salaries and they've done it in different ways. And I think that one of the roles the Teacher Salary Project can play is to shine a light on where things are going well. San Jose, for example, has got a great contract, very progressive, very collaborative. Teachers are getting more financial support. And Redwood City, there's Menlo, there's Hillsborough, Palo Alto. So those are places where people have mobilized and they hold on to their talent. They train their talent and they hold on to them. And San Francisco needs to follow suit.